What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Curry Sales Scumbag Hamza has upped his price on his scam course from $400 to $500. Now, just to show you that I'm on Hamza's official page and obviously not Photoshop or a fake website, let me refresh a couple of times. As you guys can see, the website Hamza Ahmed, I'm gonna link it for you in the comment section, that way you guys can view it with your own eyes. Let me refresh it one more time. So here we have the Adonis Academy, my new online school. If you guys remember, I did a couple of videos about this back when it started from $99 to $199 to $299 to $399, and now pretty much $500. So what this guy is doing, as you guys can tell, you can look at the website yourself. Pretty much what he's telling these incels in denial is, look at all the great stuff I do for you over here. And the thing is, guys, he just keeps on going and going and going about all the great stuff you're gonna get and how much he's saving money. And our meetups are hosted once a month. If you guys have a brain, and you know you've left your mama's basement, you can tell this guy is pretty much writing gibberish to give low IQ incels in denial the idea that they're getting a really good deal, better. That they should hop on before it becomes more expensive. This one I found to be really creepy. Parental meetup approval system. My parents won't let me go to the meetups. I'm too young. He's gonna go on a call. He's gonna call your parents and speak to them. I mean, this is really, really fucking creepy right here, guys. But anyways, I've covered this before. So now, he's telling these losers, oh look, you're gonna get bonus number 6, you know, a $500 course. You can go to Greg Doucette's channel and get all this information for free. By the way, Hamza attacked Greg Doucette for no reason at all, and Greg Doucette clapped back at him and destroyed his curry ass. So you guys can get this information for free. Why do you need to pay $500 for it? Entrepreneur course, $450 for an entrepreneur course. Guys, entrepreneurship, it's either in you or not, guys, okay? Can't be taught. Alpha male 6 course, $1,000. Come on, man. Alpha male 6 course. YouTube secrets. Yeah. Okay. Yes. You know, YouTube is, YouTube has Hamza's back. You guys need to understand, man. Hamza is just an actor who shows up, goes over his scene, and makes millions of dollars. Okay. He's not a hardworking individual. In fact, Hamza himself told you that he was an alcoholic, he was a drug addict, he did cocaine, he'd go to the clubs, you know, he'd stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning trying to bang women. Does this look like a guy to you who'd wake up at 4 in the morning, write out a business plan, and do business meetings? Absolutely not. I mean, you guys need to understand, man, as somebody who had a previous channel that was actually getting big, no thanks to YouTube, you know, some Middle Eastern influencer, he looked over my videos, liked what I was saying, and then he promoted my channel. Again, it had nothing to do with YouTube. And then when my channel was getting too big, Susan deleted my channel because obviously I dropped truth bombs, as you guys can see. Hamza, because he's a scammer, and again, he's backed by YouTube. YouTube loves scammers. So he's telling you all this course stuff is $3,000 a month. Obviously it's not. I'm just going over this nice and slow so you guys can see all the junk he's writing and how horrible this deal is that he has going on. It's a scam. It's not even a deal. Adonis Academy is currently $499 per month. That's $500. But I increase the price of the monthly subscription every 50 new members who join. So he's currently it's 289 members. So he's gonna raise it to $600 a month when they hit 300 members. I honestly don't know if people are dumb enough to actually be paying several hundred dollars a month for this scam course. I mean, first of all, most of the people following him are under the age of 16, you know, they're not even old enough to work. And I seriously doubt that their mother is like, okay, Jamie, here's $500. You can go join a private Facebook group. You know, I really doubt any family out there can afford just to have $500 to spend on the internet like that. So I don't know if this guy genuinely has 300 members or not. I honestly can't fathom anybody spending, you know, $500 on a scam course or any course for that matter. So he's telling you you can't have the cheaper rate. Once it goes up, it's permanent, so you get it now. Do you offer refunds? Fuck no. I did a video about this when it was like $99 or $199. He had a 7-day money back guarantee. Now he has no money back guarantee. Yeah, $500 a month. UK is not part of the EU. I think EU gives you a money back guarantee. That's EU laws. I mean, you guys can correct me on that. But I think EU laws, you have to have like some sort of money back guarantee. Again, he's not in the EU. UK is out of the EU. So still, man, not offering a refund or a partial refund for a $500 Facebook group. I find that to be disingenuous of him. And he says, I deny 100% of the requests for guys asking for discounts. If you cancel your membership and lose your cheaper subscription, it's gone forever. I'm giving you my word that's worth it. Well, if you're giving them the word that it's worth it, why don't you have a money back guarantee, bro? So Hamza has a couple of videos. Obviously, these are probably fake testimonials. We're gonna click on them. We're gonna click on these videos, like this video over here. I'm gonna.
So around 3 weeks ago, I joined the Adonis Academy.
Because I can watch this video on YouTube. Let's see if. Okay, there we go.
Don't buy solar panels. Seriously, there is a very good reason why we're saying this. If you're thinking about buying solar panels, don't. The US government will literally buy them.
Played on his channel.
And I've got to say, it's been the best investment I've done so far in my life. Let me just repeat myself, just for you guys who didn't hear. It is the best investment I've made so far in my life.
Bullshit, I don't care about watching this scam video. Oh, look, comments are turned off, guys. Yeah, comments are turned off. Amazing. Why are comments turned off? So this video, well, here's the thing, guys. Let's look at some metrics, okay? This video came out like 3-4 days ago. It has only 11 likes, 1,600 views. What does that tell you, guys? 11 likes, 1,600 views, and the video came out like 4 days. Okay, I'm not a mathematician, so that's like what, 1%? Let's see, 10% of 1,600 is 160. 10% of that, This is less than 1%, guys. This video has less than a 1% like rate. Do the freaking math. Let's see if this guy has other videos. He has four videos. My personal review of Hamza's Adonis. You know, the fact that these people all of a sudden show up, and look at them, lifelong student, self-improvement coach. Please tell me, how are you a self-improvement coach, bro? Please educate me. Also, why does it say he has 590 views? Something is fishy, guys. Why does it say he has 590 views when when just one of his videos had 1600 views? Something ain't right, guys. Something ain't right, okay? So 590 views, yet he had 1600 views. And I understand YouTube might have a day delay in adding the video totals, but a 4-day delay, something is missing. Alright, so this guy offers personal development calls. Let's see what's up. Okay, so he's on Calendly. Let's see how much he... Okay, one-to-one call. 1 hour. Okay, let's do tomorrow. 7 a.m., sure. Confirm. How much is he charging? How much is this guy charging? So 1 hour call. How much is he charging? Does it say... It doesn't say how much he's charging. That's fucking weird. Maybe if I went on the mobile version, it would tell me. But whatever the case is, guys, obviously this guy is not gonna get on the phone with you for free. I'm just fucking scams. I'm not saying Calendly is a scam. I'm just saying scammers tend to use it. Maybe he's offering it for free. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's offering it for free. Anyways, but yeah, how the hell can you just be some kid and all of a sudden you're offering people like fucking life coaching, bro? You look like you're not even 20 years old. How does that work, man? Alright, let's go look at another video. I think I saw a video down here. Okay, let's look at this video.
Yo, boy, my name is David. I've been in the academy since day one, and when Hamza sent out his email on day one that he was opening his academy, I was sold immediately. I was like, yeah, take my money, I don't care, this is going to be valuable, and I mean, new guys, as well as Hamza.
Okay, bro.
Okay, there well, everybody is panicking and selling that crypto. Me and many of my friends, another shares, and private clients are making only 25% return
not even
per month,
100 subs,
per week, and per day.
And yet this guy has ads running on his channel. Now let's go see what this guy is all about. Stop. No, those are videos recommended. That's also another scammer. This Men's Maxing dude, where is he? There's a Men's Maxer out here. He's also another scammer. But at least he's funny looking and, you know. This guy here is just sad and pathetic looking. Really sad and pathetic. Man, reduce your stress step by step. It's like, who the hell is this kid to give people advice? So, coaching. Well, he has 11,000 views. He's in Slovakia. And apparently he's a coach too. Okay, let's see what this guy is charging. $1,000 1 month coaching, 4 calls package, priority shared. Oh wow, €97. This guy is charging 90. This guy is charging you €97 for 1 month, 4 calls package, priority chat. I will prioritize your messages during this month to make sure you get an answer to your question. 1 month duration, 4 1-hour coaching calls where I will check on your progress and make sure you're moving forward in your goals and give you the easiest way to complete them. I mean, the pricing isn't bad, you know, especially for somebody living in a poor country like Slovakia. The price isn't bad, 4 calls, 4 1-hour calls. But the thing that has to be asked is, who are you, bro? Who are you, dog? I mean, you look young. Let's look at his Instagram. Uh, 456 followers. He only has, by the way, guys, I'm letting you guys know, as somebody who is from the Middle East, anybody who takes a picture smoking hookah or smoking shisha, they just want to live the high life. They just want to live that life where they are ballers, you know. So, you know, usually Middle Eastern people like that. They usually have a scam business or they have come from a rich family. Obviously, this guy, I don't think he's Middle Eastern, but still, man, at the end of the day, people just want to live that high life, taking advantage of other people. This is why all these people, they go out to fucking, what should we call it, Dubai, because that's what they're all, you know, this is why, you know, a lot of you guys have been asking me, Omar, why don't you go to Dubai? It's like, it's low-life Arabs. I don't like Arabs. Even the Prophet Muhammad and God didn't like Arabs. And that's actually a fact, man. You know, God in the Quran says the worst of people are the Bedouin Arabs. Even the Prophet Muhammad said the Arabs are going to be competing with one another when it comes to building high towers. That's a sign of, you know, the end times. So even the Prophet Muhammad wasn't exactly a big fan of Arabs, but God himself, you know, the Quran is for Arabs, and yet God said Arabs are like the worst people on the face of the planet. So what does that tell you, man? If God and his prophet didn't have much faith in you, who the hell am I to have faith in Arab people? All right, so fortunately he has comments enabled. Now this video has 2,000 views 4 days ago. Now for it to have 15 comments, can we get some stats on this video? Oh, look at that, guys. Shit, he has 2 likes out of 2,000 views. He only has 2 likes. What does that tell you, guys? That's like a fraction of a 1%. So let's see what is written here in the comment section. The comment section is being raided by an incel forum. Take the comments with a grain of salt. This guy says, yeah, I figured after I tried to take the first two seriously, but after a guy with the nick Adolf Hitler, I just couldn't be bothered anymore, laughing my ass off. So another dude writes, maybe instead of calling them a incel, try replying with a good reply, which you don't have. Obviously, they're scammers. And look who we have here, me. And I write, $500 a month is enough to travel with, set up a small business, buy top quality pee, get Loxmaxid treatment. What the F are you people doing giving your mom's money to a curry sales scammer. And what I said, guys, is absolutely true, man. For $500, you can travel for $500. You know, I did that in fucking Mexico, right? Set up a small business, yep, you know. Registering your business, getting the domain, internet, stuff like that, $500, maybe even less. Buying top quality pee, which I proved to you when I went to Mexico. Get Lux Maxin treatments, you know, buttocks, some fillers, you know. A sunscreen or a laser resurfacing. Yeah, you can get Lux Maxin treatments for about $500 to start out with. So he writes, not too alpha male lifestyle of you to say that, which really makes no sense if you think about it, other than shaming me. So I write to him, lol, you are just a low life scammer charging people to talk to you. Who are you to even give advice, let alone charge people for it? And, you know, that's the reality of the matter. Who's this kid, man? This is just some spoiled kid who wants to live the high life saying, oh, I'm a coach. It's like, who are you, bro? You're just a kid. So another person writes, it's just fucking sad that these people need to pay money to feel valuable and feel loved. It's not the right way. It's just wrong. 100%, man. I'm gonna thumb this guy up. 100%, man. These people are paying money just so they can feel valued and loved. That's really sad. It's sad. So then we have Adolf Hitler. This is just sad. What you guys need is some friends. Hamza's literally scamming you. That's a fact. I'm gonna give him a reply. Oh no, Adolf Hitler, be my friend, please. Dude, that made no sense, bro. I don't know what JFL stands for. Maybe you guys can let me know. JFL, brother, what are you doing with your life? $1,000 to $500 a month to be told to put your head down and focus? Seriously, this is a giant waste of money. Imagine what you could be using that money on. Paying for Udemy courses like programming, IT, math, extracurricular activities, gym, swimming, tennis, tutoring to enhance your existing skills and level up. Charity, help others around you. Yeah, you could be doing a lot more with that money, man. Instead, you're paying this much to some dude online to tell you to work hard and keep you accountable. Seriously, brother? Let's see what this scammer has to say. Alright. Thanks for the tips, but I know what I am paying for. It's worth every single penny, and it's not for people who cannot afford it. If I couldn't go to the gym because of this, obviously, I wouldn't be in the academy. If you don't want to join, don't. But opening a testimonial just to tell me it's not worth my money, then it's probably not your place to ask me what I'm doing with my life. If you have time for things like this, I know you don't mean bad. Be better, brother. So just typical shaming and guilt. You can't afford it because you're a brokey. That's what he's saying. But why 300? You know, I'm gonna like this guy's comment. But why 350 for small talks? This is how he's making money, not from the stuff he tell you guys. Let's see what this guy says. If you read the page with what you get, you realize it's way, way more than just small talks. Even though I would be here, even if it was just that, you even can get all his courses for free. It's clear Hamza keeps pushing to create way more value. I'm convinced everyone who won't make it in will regret it. Really, dog? Really? I'm not regretting it. Oh, God. You get his courses for free. and yet you have to pay $300 to $500 a month. How is that free? It's not like his courses are worth any money anyway. That's absolutely true, man. Hitler is right again, man. You know, Hitler was right, guys, you know. By the way, guys, Hitler was in on it. Am I still recording? I am. Just to show you guys really quick, Hitler was actually in on it. I'm in bed right now. I want to go to sleep. I'm just going to show you really quick that Hitler was in on it, guys. Oh, there we go. I'm going to put this in the... come on, load. I'm going to put this in the comments section as well. For those of you guys who don't know, Hitler had a Jewish friend by the name of Erich von Hanussen. This guy was a Jew. This is the guy who made Hitler the Hitler we know. This is a guy who made Hitler learn how to speak, how to be an orator, how to act, how to control people. So as you guys can see, this guy comes from a wealthy Jewish family. This video is not about, you know, Hitler, but since we got Adolf Hitler in the comment section, might as well take a look over this. So let's see, blah blah blah. I'm just gonna highlight some of, I mean, again, I'm gonna put this in the comment section if you guys wanna go look over it yourself. So this is Erich von Hanussen. He's a magician, hypnotist, and millionaire media tycoon. How did this come back and became a millionaire back in 1930? You know, same people behind Hamza being a millionaire are the same people behind this scumbag. You know, the Jews love scumbags. That's a fact, not even a personal opinion. Let's see. So this guy makes this guy, you know, does predictions, and then it happens. Apparently he made a prediction that somebody was gonna die in a car, and apparently that person ended up dying. It, of all things, he died in a Bugatti. Yeah, I'm sure that was a coincidence. Probably Jews behind it. They're behind everything wrong and bad, you know. That's a fact, not even in personal opinion. Let's see. This guy actually made a projection that, you know, they say that Hitler burned down, like, some government building. Well, this is a guy who did the prediction. So, okay, there we go. On March 23, 1932. So, this guy, he made a prophecy that Adolf Hitler, who was still an Austrian citizen, would be appointed Reich Chancellor in exactly 1 year's time. I wonder how a dirty Jew knew that Hitler was going to be chancellor in exactly 1 year's time. Oh yeah, that's right, they're all in on it. Kind of like how they're grooming us here in America to accept bad shit. It was the start of a relationship in which the clairvoyant coached Hitler in the arts of showmanship, hypnosis, and theatrical oratory, guys. I told you guys, Hitler was an actor, kind of like I am. Though I'm probably a better actor than Hitler, to be honest with you. But Hitler is a good actor, you know. He's definitely a better actor than Trump. Then again, you know, all Trump has to do is is kind of like outsmart the average American. I mean, what did Trump do for 4 years? USA, USA. You know, it doesn't really take much to outsmart Americans, sadly and unfortunately. But I'm definitely a better actor than Trump. Maybe I'm a better actor than Hitler. You know, I like to be. You know, you guys let me know if you think I'm a better actor than Hitler. I know you guys see me in my videos, pretty much doing the same thing. You don't see me walking outside, or you know, being animated. But I like to think I'm a better actor than Hitler. I'm definitely a better actor than fucking, what's his name, Trump. So as you guys can see, Hitler was made by Jews, okay? He wasn't some guy who just got lucky. This was a guy who was in the works by Jews. So Hitler took regular lessons in speaking and in mass psychology from a man named Hanussen to obtain the greatest dramatic effect. Hitler was not a born orator. I told you guys, he was a he was an actor, and he learned how to you know, become a pretty damn good one. When in October 1920, Adolf Hitler addressed his first large crowd and can't pronounce it, he had experienced humiliating failure. Anxiety and his lack of public speaking experience left him floundering. So, Hitler was not a good orator, as you guys can tell. Hitler needed a Svengali, I don't know what a Svengali is, and then Erich Hanussen, he found one. So, Erich Hanussen pretty much was his teacher. Actually, he was his tutor, according to this. Under his tutelage, Hitler learned to read an audience and to manipulate their emotions and fire them with his own uncheckable passion and resolve. Before long, he was able, in the words of one observer, to play like a virtuoso on the well-tempered piano of lower middle-class hearts. Yeah, so look at this, Adolf doing this. This is acting, man. This is like having one of those This is like one of the, you know, when I was out in Hollywood, guys, you know, we were still doing black and white photos out in Hollywood. Just to let you guys know really quick, you know, black and white photos were the standard in Hollywood, even though we had color in the early 2000s. But Hollywood photos have been known to be black and white. I think now they're using color, but yeah, even back in the early 2000s, black and white, they use that for the headshots. So this is obviously this is a fucking Hollywood this is a Hollywood photography right here, guys. So this guy was taught how to take advantage of lower middle class people. Same thing with Trump, except Americans are dumber than Germans. This is why Trump is nowhere near a good actor as Hitler. Then again, he really doesn't have to try that hard, because again, Americans really aren't that bright to begin with, sadly and unfortunately. So Hitler, practicing the gestures and expressions Hanussen taught him. Again, guys, Hitler was an invention of the Jews, guys. This wasn't some rando who just showed up out of nowhere. Let's see. In making these loans, Hanussen was motivated by a mixture of greed and fear rather than any sympathy in Nazi ideology. When asked by one of his impression of the Führer, for example, he sneered, "Adolf looks more like an unemployed hairdresser." Adolf looks more like an unemployed hairdresser than a Caesar. Yeah, this is why you guys shouldn't have Jews. This is why you guys don't deal with Jews. Even if they want to help you, they're still going to talk shit about you. You know, Jews talk shit about everybody, even their own kind. This is why you guys just tell Jews what the Prophet Muhammad said to them. You have your own way, I have my own way. Stay away from Jews. A few months before his life came to an abrupt and brutal end. By the way, guys, Hanussen was murdered by the Zionist. That's when Hitler became, you know, the chancellor. And the reason behind it is that they don't want anybody from Hitler's past to contradict them or stand in their way. This is why a lot of these people are getting murdered. You know, people like, what's his name? Who got murdered in Manhattan? Epstein gets murdered. A lot of people who work with Hillary Clinton got murdered. The CEO of Cash App got murdered a couple of days ago in San Francisco. That's why the Jews murder people, because they use abuse people, and then when they're done with them, they murder them, you know. Because again, they don't want anybody to say, hey man, I know what's up, you know. They don't like that. Alright, on Monday, 27th of February, Hanussen held a seance at the House of Glass, during which he predicted that a great building would shortly go up in flames. 2 days later, one dead. How did he know? How did this Jew know that a building is gonna, a great building was gonna go up in flames? He was in on it. They're all in on it. Let's see. At 9:45, at 9:15, Monday, February 27th, the Reichstag Parliament building was ablaze. Trust and believe, Jews are after it. Anyway, guys, I'm getting tired. And how the hell did we go from a video exposing fucking, what's his name? The Curry Cell scammer to making this video about Hitler and how Hitler was a Jewish invention. Interesting how we tend to go out on different branches. So, point here, guys, is that Hamza is a scammer. All these idiots out there who are promoting his shit are also in on the scam again. I just can't believe that some fucking kid, you know, this dude, I just can't believe that this dude over here is gonna offer you life coaching. It's like, bro, how old are you, bro? Are you even 20 yet? Like, what are you gonna teach us, man? You know, it's fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. You know, I'm gonna have to make a video addressing all these young guys out there who are becoming scam artists. Have you noticed that all these guys out there who are becoming scammers, they're all like, you know, they all look like they have something wrong with them. And again, you know, it's like Eric Van Nusen. It's like, yeah, they're all charlatans. That's what they are, really. I mean, they're all charlatans, you know. Again, you know, a good thing we actually went out on this branch. It's a good thing, because that, you know, that's Eric Van Nusen, man. They're all charlatans. They're all narcissistic. They're all scammers. That's there's no difference between Eric Hanussen versus fucking, what's his name, Hamza, versus the idiot who was making a video at how awesome Saz Hamza's $500 a month course is. But the good news, guys, is that people are beginning to wake up, you know. Even the young guys out there, you know, they're beginning to wake up to the fact that, hey, man, just like women want to take advantage of us, there are guys out there who want to take advantage of you, which is very, very true. Eventually, guys, like Sandman said, MGTOW will be the logical choice for a lot of young men out there, even though they may never know what MGTOW is, because Susan is going to make sure of that. At the end of the day, guys, MGTOW is the only logical solution. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you the next one. Peace.